She's a lovely girl, Yoko.
I welcome everybody to the May meeting of the Warrumbungle Council in Coolah. Council acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land at which the meeting is held and pays its respects to the elders.
So please refrain from making defamatory statements during the meeting.
He's in bed.
We have two people in the forum. We have Carol Rickard, the topic, the Warrumbungle Shire Heritage Study, and Quinton Hutchison, Coolah Lions Club RV friendly application.
Yep.
I'll call on Carol to have her to speak.
I think most people will
come up there a bit.
Most people will know this book, History of the Former Coolah Shire, and in that there's six pages about the Black Stump Saloon and all that it means for us. And 50 years ago there was a very strong representation to the government and it was registered on the Geographical Names Board, and it's been completely missed out from the current heritage project report. And I just the whole report is very clumsy. It wasn't done in localities, it was just done in alphabetical, like the first part one is A to B, and I found in there Bracken's Hut, that relates to Coolah area. Then it has four more volumes, and you find a little bit of Coolah in each of them. And I did make a submission about that, and according to what's on the website, they are going to look at that. Just left out. There was an explanation about it. Well, I think everyone knows that the current Black Stump out there is not the original Black Stump. It really has nothing to do with the Black Stump. It's to do with the property called Black Stump Run. It's to do with the bad conditions, which council probably knows about because they have to do a lot of work on that road there, and it was a full day to get that short distance, and that was why it was set up as a saloon, as a break there for Teamsters. And just Coolah just hangs its hat on the Black Stump. That's our claim for fame. And I just think the report needs to have that as a really good, prominent part of our district. The James McCubbin, who was the founder of Coolah, has six lines and talks about having a hotel in Coolah. Well, James McCubbin took out the original land lease. His wife died at age 32 here. The Historical Society has just renovated her gravesite in the Presbyterian Church. And that was the original cemetery. That's why all those headstones are there, because it was taken over for the road down there in Boonamurra Street. And I just found the whole report just lazy, and I shouldn't to accept it. It was thrown out tonight.
Any questions for Carol? Your councillors?
Yes, if there was.
Through you, Miss Mayor, I just won the Black Stump info earlier today.
If you haven't checked your email. I couldn't see it.
Oh, okay. Mr. Mayor, with your permission, I'll speak on that. I worked on Ellerslie in the 1970s. I know exactly where the Black Stump Inn was. I know exactly where the well was. I was talking to a bloke last night on the phone to back me up. He from Timothy, him and Wolf with Beth, off the fence around it. I suggest later on the meeting that if item comes up that we have that added into the report.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, the graves on the opposite side of the road on private property,
yep,
they are included in the report, but it's the fact that it's the old saloon and the whole
people at the hotel.
Yeah, Yes, children.
Thank you, Carol.
Yeah, thanks, Carol.
Our next speaker is...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Carol. We stand for the resolution, the Blackstone information, and I take the point on it being in alphabetical order, and in our response to submissions, we did say that we could go by town and then into alphabetical order, so that would be fixed. There's a few typos in there, that's correct. It was a pretty big report to pull together with the amount of funds we had, so I'm thinking it's not too badly done, although, you know, I'm taking your point.
The next forum is Speaker Quinton Hutchison, who the Lions Club RV friendly application.
Thank you, Mr. McFarlane.
Yes.
Councillors, General Manager, staff. Thanks for the night. I want to make it very clear in the chamber this afternoon that what I'm discussing tonight is actually goes back so far as well before our current general manager. It was in Steve's time. Yeah. Steve was very keen to pursue the RV friendly town system through it. We, as a Lions Club, had several meetings with him until we had done points and. On the 10th of October 17, which was the first official to council application, the Lions Club went to the address the board at the Coolers Sports Club because there was area there where a free camp could have been established. The board said they and currently still, that of course they were happy to be part of the whole lot. So we went ahead, the public is supposed to have overnight accommodation, but there's no cost for self-contained vehicles only. We're talking about $200,000-$300,000 caravans and motorhomes. So we presented the application back on the 10th, 17th, we had heard of nothing for a long period of time. In the meantime, we did a bit of research, and this is which I'm a member of as well, is the Bible of Travellers, the Grey Nomads. And it's a $6.8 billion industry. There is, in fact, in New South Wales, 85 RV friendly towns in New South Wales, and there is not one in our shop. So I think it speaks that we are missing out on a huge potential of travellers because they use this as their destination guide. And we want to really and to try and move it forward so that we can start to accept and get going some of this money into our jobs. Fred, thanks for being here, Fred. Fred, congratulations. Fred came and looked at the site, but it goes back so far, we've really got to reinvent what we've started from. And since then, we were asked to send in another application. We personally handed that application to the person, staff member who was in the position to take it. Again, virtually nothing happens. So tonight I'm asking the councillors, because they can all hear what's happened, that we can actually start on a path to get this industry into our shire. And in completion, I just want to say that ex-councillor Gary Andrews almost did it at Barradoon. This book used to be full of write-ups of Barradoon Park. It's now nil. So we've gone backwards now. So I just think that we need to open up, go through it, sit quietly, and get a handle on what we need to do in the shire to make this work. I'll thank you for your time.
Yeah. Okay, councillors, any questions to Quinton about this item?
You mean,
yes.
You mean,
Thanks, Quentin, and no more further questions. We'll go on to disclosure of interest. Any pecuniary or non-pecuniary interest, conflict of interest? Anybody got any? Nil? Right. Mayoral minutes, the first item on the program.
We have an apology from Councillor Shin for tonight.
Missed that one.
So do I too, Mr. Mayor.
Got a mover and a second. Mover of Councillor Brady, Councillor Doolan. Everybody in favour? Or against? Anybody against? No? Gary? Any discussion on the mayoral minute? I put the motion. Those for, those against? Gary? Minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on 18th of April 2019. Any questions? Yes, Councillor Dillon.
I just thought further to item 14, which was the adoption of the national plan. I was just wondering whether we couldn't spell out in greater detail for the public the backlog of projects that we have for water and the cost associated with them all and how much grant funding we can expect and how much we'll be expected to provide for ourselves. I think if we could do our confidence and let them know what a big task we have in front of us, it brings that increase in water rate into I just think to the end of his life.
Yes.
Would you like to move that?
I'll do that.
Oh, no.
Seconder? Seconder. Nobody against? Gary. Any more things on the minutes? I'll put the minutes, the motion up to the minutes. Everybody in favour? Mm-hmm. Carried. Yeah. Minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee, meeting on 16th of April.
Mayor, just got an amendment to make in relation to the recommendations. In 2B, remove road widening options to be investigated and state the train road. First by Binaway Lions Club for the fun ride to be held on Saturday 21st of September 2019, be approved subject to.
Got a mover. Councillor Clancy, Councillor Brady. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Carried.
Okay.
Have we got any more motions on that? The request and request to expo it?
No.
Men of the Coonabarab and Swimminpool Advisory Committee. Councillor Doolan. Seconder. Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item?
No.
I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, carried. Notice of motion. Councillor Brady, you mover?
Yeah, I'll move.
Seconder, Councillor Hill.
Yeah.
You'd like to talk on this motion?
It's pretty straightforward. I've been with my email to everyone and then this motion. Any questions?
Thank you.
Councillor Doolan and I jumped outside and grabbed the insurance people and I think it was Matthew was happy to come up and have a look at this and there we have to, he just said it's something that we have to think about, that's why it can be dangerous. nearby if something goes awry, things like that. Do you want to add anything?
I think you'll find if you go down to the park in Kenner and have a look that the Yarnan Circle already exists. In as much as they'll pull a few logs together and light a fire and get a few things to sit on, you're already an up and untidy city. It's been happening there all my life that they go down the river and have a yarn, whether they be Aboriginal people or white people, they light a fire, they sit around, they have a talk, they have a bit of a dark, and this is formalising it, make it easier on council, because any rubbish that's left behind will be centralised.
And
it'll
be
the trolls. Councillor Brady, what do you reckon they could do your first?
We just asked them outside after the meeting and they suggested it because it's if they checked out, then you know you're right.
There is risk involved, of course, with fire and whatever else, but we just have to,
you know.
Mitigate our risk. Yeah. We're not lighting the fire for a month.
And through you, Mr. Mayor, to
Councillor Clancy.
I just want to make councillors aware I've done an inspection and I have spoken to Cody about the location of this proposal. I commend Cody for his continual support of youth in our town. But I have a concern with the location. It's a pretty popular area with caravanners, people using that area. It's a pristine area of the park. And I just thought that we could probably consider putting it somewhere else other than it could be confronting to visitors, whatever. Now, that's pulling a long string. But I'm just suggesting that I've spoken to Cody. I'm quite happy with what he's doing, but I don't think it's a... I pointed out a couple of places. Cody said, well, I'd considered those. Being Agon, the youth club, that it could be provided there, seeing it's with youth. And it will be somewhat, not supervised, but there will be people there, and they will be alert to any problems that are going on. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Where do we go from here?
Well, I think our recommendation is to go to community consultation, so that gives more people a say on it, and that's what, you know, you want ownership of community. We had a meeting down there on Tuesday, the suicide prevention network that we've set up in town, and there was, you know, between 40 and 50 people over the couple of hours that were there, and, you know, there was full support for this concept. So there's the groundwork sort of started with the consultation, but you know, if we go out consultation and let people comment on it, it's not going to be my own circle, it's the community, so let the community have their say.
Any more comments on this project? Yes, Councillor Doyle.
Well, if we're having that consultation, we'll include Matt, was it?
Yeah.
From the Insurance Mutual to get him in on the ground floor, which to give us some guidance right at the start about what's be my contribution.
We need amendment to this or not?
No, the recommendation is to undertake community consultation.
Yeah. I'll put the motion. Those in favour, carried. Barrett, ordinary council's monthly travel claims. Any questions? No. You got a mover? Councillor Hill, Councillor Brady. Any comments on this, Uncle Hill? No comments? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried. Maritime Water Treatment Plant Upgrade Funding. Mover, Councillor Lewis, Councillor Sable. Any more?
Mr. Mayor, I just want to remind councillors that we do have a funding offer here at $750,000. Of course, our belief is that the project total is 1.36, and we were hopeful of getting almost $1 million in funding, so there will be some delays in this process while we go and try and encourage the government to bring us or give us more money. That's acceptable.
Yes. Any more comments on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour, those against, carried. Funding. We've got a mover, Councillor Cable. Second, Councillor Hill.
Mr Mayor, just again, the funding proposal here is a little bit less than we expected, but of course, a smaller project means that the contribution by councillors is not as significant, so we can go and try and negotiate again, but I just think we can get on with this particular project.
Okay.
I just have a query. Unfortunately, Cornelia's not here.
She is.
I thought we occasionally tested for heavy metals.
It is tested and it came through the results. So every 6 months it's tested for it or through the results. And like the consultant, when they did the water quality acidity modelling as part of this corrosiveness assessment, they looked at past history, and I think occasionally in the past there was a high copper concentration, and that's brought the concerns up that they're what's normally done before the sample is taken, the tap is flushed, because we've been mainly testing for bronze, for example, so and you know it's part of the procedure to flush it well. But if there's, you know, for example, something leaching that's just sitting there, you flush it all out. So that's where the question came in, do we have a problem that we may not be aware of, even though we do the testing? Thank you.
Any more comments on this article?
Yeah, I'd like to comment on that. In light of the criticism we're copping for putting the water rates up, the public be made more aware of the amount of grant funding. Public perception is that the public are paying for the whole lot of it, and the reality is half of it's grant funded.
I take that on notice with what Councillor Doolan said earlier in the meeting.
No more discussion on this item. I'll put the motion. For, against, carried. Kern Development Emergency Water Supply Project. A mover. Councillor Doolan, Councillor Lewis. Any for this article?
We had made representations to the government to provide us with funding for that. I got a letter earlier today advising it's not going to be made available, so we did make some further representations to the government. For that purpose. We do have several other projects on the run at the moment, being the backup bores for Coolah, Binaway and Vendoran. Now they're coming in well and truly under budget, and we've already proposed that we try and transfer the remaining funds into water licence. The advice that we have there is that we can't put that proposal forward formally just yet because the project is still ongoing. But once we do get you wrapping up, then we may be able to seek a variation to include something like that. Is there anything further to that, Ms. Weedle, is there anything to add?
Well, we still have the final hydrogeological report outstanding, so I also got the impression it's quite complicated, this whole licensing, and I actually, during this week, I met someone, a senior policy officer from Parramatta, from DOI Water, that provided me a little bit of insight in there. But my understanding from DOI was that there may still be the opportunity to reassess our original request for additional allocation once they assess there will be a change that they're actually looking at increasing our actual allocation. You know, which it's still pretty much unclear what's going to happen with it. So if that happens, then we wouldn't have to follow the current president.
I would be expecting also councillors that will be making some representations to the minister in relation to this as well.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Carried. Which one are we on now?
Item number 10, Mr. Mayor, which is the upgrade and augmentation of Cooler and Dunnigoo sewage treatment plant.
Can I move it? Councillor Cable. Councillor Hill.
Again, councillors, like one of the earlier projects, we've been offered $3 million for what we believe to be a $7.2 million project. We were hopeful of getting almost $4 million.
Sorry, Roger, we actually received, I think, a letter on Monday from the minister, the new minister, saying that they give us the extra 990, the difference.
Oh, so they're making up there, are they?
Yes, we received a letter saying we get additional.
All right, so the offer is 3.99?
Yes.
All right, sorry about that, councillors. If you can change that recommendation then to council accept the funding of 3.99 million.
Any more discussion on this item?
Just a bit for the grant funding that we've been given, but we are left to shoulder quite a substantial burden ourselves. And I think if that's more widely, without going on about it, but more widely known, that is the more palatable our relative.
Any more discussion on this item? Put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Water supply instrumentation monitoring and automation upgrades. Mover, Councillor Doolan, Councillor Hill.
Again, Councillor, we were asking for the total project cost. It's not as significant to make up the shortfall there.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Carried. Code of meeting practice. Mover. Councillor Inuzzi, Councillor Doolan. Any more discussion on this item? Councillor Doolan.
Can we get a bit of advice on it says remove the forum from the meeting? What does that mean?
Means that the public forum won't form part of the council meeting. Council can still hold the forum. And the intent will be that we'll advertise the council meeting. Time will be 5 o'clock once the public or at the conclusion of the public forum session. So tonight we had two public forums. Council would hear those people out and then start the council meeting itself.
Is that what we're doing now?
No. It's included as part of the meeting. Mm-hmm. It will also mean that the public forum won't be recorded.
Okay.
Well,
will they get us to leave?
Just for the appearance, we were talking earlier in the year about declarations of pecuniary interest should be made. So can that come? That'll come after the forum, when maybe that should be before, should it?
No, because the forum won't be part of the council meeting. Now, while it will be outside of the council meeting process, councillors are still obligated to declare interest in any discussions that take place. So if there is a public forum session and a matter, they still must make a declaration. And if it's going to be one of a pecuniary interest nature or a significant personal interest, then they need to vacate the room.
And we need an agenda of the public forum, which we didn't get today. So we had no idea what was coming.
Yeah. It's not to say that once a member of the public raises something, the council interjects and says, Mr. Mayor, I wasn't aware this was going to be discussed, and therefore this matter is of a personal interest to me. I'm now vacating the room.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, that's a good explanation. And further to that, is there anything else in your experience that you might draw our attention to that our extensive reading might have missed?
I felt that I covered off on those points in the report, which I've jumped over. So there are the public forum is not going to be held as part of the council meeting. It will be held prior to the council meeting. of course, nominated candidates at the state and federal elections, local government elections, can't speak in the public forum. Councillors are still required to declare conflicts of interest when in public forum. What else is there? Meetings can be webcast, which we already do. Probably one of the more significant ones there that we currently don't do is that voting at all council meetings will record the names of councillors who voted for and against. So that's all counted a little bit. But what I anticipate I will be doing is when the mayor declares an item carried, I will announce those councillors who have voted against rather than going through every single councillor.
Any more discussion on that item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Carried.
Mr. Mayor, if I could move a motion.
Now we're in the determined tribunal. You got a mover?
Well, can I move this motion?
Yeah, Councillor Doolan, Councillor Hill.
As an act of solidarity with our ratepayers in these tough times, that the council owe the proposed 2.5% increase in their annual payment, with any savings directed to the funding of Councillor Brady's Yarning Circle or an increase in community financial assistance grants.
If it's okay with Councillor Doolan and Councillor, so it's on public record as to what they are going to do.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Councillor Lewis.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like the word fees be charity.
It's a requirement of the Act, sorry, Councillor.
It's
a requirement of the Act.
Well, my account explains to me if it's an honorarium, you don't pay tax on it. If it's a fee, you get taxed on it. So,
it's
if you already got a job of working for a living, it puts you in higher tax brackets. I don't think that's hardly fair.
So, I know, councillors, that you all make financial sacrifices to take on the role of councillor and time away from your families and our businesses and our jobs. But being a councillor is a position of great honour in the community, and I think if we were to adopt this motion, I think it would show great solidarity with the not only the management and staff of the Shire, but the our residents and ratepayers, that we're with them in this tough times like this. If that proportion of that funding circle, well, that would also indicate our support for the youth of our towns, and that the councillors do have their best interests at heart. So I just commend that to you and hope you might be able to support it.
Would you like to make a motion on that?
I'll do that. And further to that, I just thought, in your case, Mr. Mayor, that the foregoing of the would only apply to the councillor portion of your annual payment to keep it all fair amongst the nine of us, rather than to your mayoral component. Just do that for your councillor part rather than the mayor part.
Yes.
Then we'll be all the same.
So just to be clear on this, councillors, the proposal is by Councillor Doolan, seconded by Councillor Hill, that the fees for councillors not be increased by 2.5%, but they remain the same.
For this year?
For this year. The mayoral fee be increased by 2.5%, and any of those savings be donated or transferred to a budget allocation for the Yarning Circle, which was resolved early in the meeting.
Well, I think my reading of that Yarning Circle was the counter contribution was going to be $1,500. So I think the proposed increase for the councillors would be $300 each, so there'll be a bit of change, and I thought that might go to some extra community financial assistance grants that are worthy in this end of the Shire, possibly. Perhaps the councillors from this part of the world might be able to suggest ones that might be more deserving. Details to follow.
Any more comments on this item? Right. I'll put the motion. Favour?
Yeah.
Carried. Those against? Okay.
Could we record that as unanimous?
What's that? What's
that? Could that be recorded in the minutes as unanimous?
What's that?
Everyone voted for it?
Oh, yeah.
That was
unanimous.
Unanimous.
For the division, actually, I suggest you. We call a spill on that division.
Okay.
A division. Yeah. Can we call a division on that, please?
Yep.
Yep.
Those in favour, Mr.
What's that?
Those in favour.
Those in favour. Okay. Everybody.
I'll record that minutes as unanimous, Mr. Mayor.
Minutes of the Orana Joint Organisation Extraordinary Body. I'll move that one. Seconder, Councillor Cable. Well, there's a bit of trouble with this one because it doesn't look like good. It mightn't happen. And I'll put the motion. Everybody in favour?
No.
Anybody against? Carried. Resolution report for May 2019. Mover, Councillor Lewis, Councillor Hill. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried. Everybody against? Everybody? Three votes. Report May 2019. No comments? And Councillor Hill? Councillor Cate?
Yeah. I thought we were moving the motion.
Yes.
I'm still looking at whether that's going on.
Councillor Hill, Councillor Grandy. Put the motion. Those in favour?
Yeah.
Those against? Carried.
This is still a lot of money, isn't it?
Mm. Community financial assistance donation, round two. Can I move it? Councillor Hill. Seconder. Councillor Clancy. Any discussion on this item?
Well, I'm sure everybody's grateful, thankful for what they need of that, what they receive.
Any more discussion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I suggest a supplementary motion to that now, given the motion just a moment ago about the councillor fees that council authorised councillors Hill and Cable to determine any how the funding of any further applications from those savings be allocated, councillors fees, can be determined by councillors Hill and Cable.
What are you going to put into it?
Well, they can determine the later point, Mr. Mayor.
Take a good one out of that.
Yeah, two or three. Right.
Two or three out of there, too.
Second. I put the motion.
Second.
Second. Second. I think Councillor Glancy. I put the motion. Those in favour? Carried.
Thank you.
Community consultation meetings. Mover. Councillor Cable. Councillor Hill. What's in this item? Councillor Lewis.
Just in line with the workshop we had this afternoon.
Any more comments on that article?
Got to take it forward. We can take it back to the board.
I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Yeah, carried. quarterly budget review statement, 31st of March. Can I move it? Councillor Gable, Councillor Hill. Catch on these items.
I just this one. Each of the six cards.
Can I answer that? Because I have the same question when I you'll notice that there's two M's there, but related to the way that the annual statements brings up issues. So if these were the ones that were affected, then the other ones sort of left out.
Mm. Relates
to
asset disposal. Would it be tabled or voided, Mr.
Mayor?
Any more discussion on this item? Councillor Gable.
I have touched base with the directors, but when we have an overspend on an RSS building, in particular Suite Alba, page 20, there's a difference of $3,582. Does that get spread between the two, or does Warren Bungles have to wear the item?
Mr. Mayor, I'm not in a position to answer that at the moment.
Take it on board. Any more discussion on this item?
All right, if I may say, I'm horrified at the cost of these banner poles that we're all having. Pardon?
Tell them why.
I just can't get over the cost of those for each town. But anyway.
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to ask a question when I get pulled up in the street and say, how's the council going? Overall, how are we going overall? With our quarterly budget, we're running on target, are we behind, are we in front?
You'll see there, Councillor, on...
Don't dazzle me with figures.
No, dazzle me with figures. On page 51, the top of the page, there's a total there. It's saying that there's a $15,000 negative impact on our budget as a result of variations.
Yeah, in front.
That was pretty much line ball from that.
Yeah. Or 15,000 down. Not too dazzling?
No. Any more discussion on this item? Down to Cable. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Carried. Cable, second to Councillor Hill.
Yeah. So you can go and invest with them, you can pull it back out.
It wasn't me, NAB.
Beg your pardon? Is it NAB, he said?
No, Regional Australia
Bank. Well, Regional Australia
Bank.
Who we invest with anyway, so. I just thought I'd mention that.
That's the right call, right, are you saying, Councillor?
Richard said, invested at the Regional Australia Bank, 2.5%. I said, what if you want the money back? You'd have to put it in for a set period. He said, no, you can go and get it any time you like. So.
The at-call rate for us at the moment is 1.75.
Yeah, that seems to be a variation. Unless Richard Blackman was misinformed.
Parking, check that out for us.
Yes, certainly there is a requirement as well. I've been looking at policy. Your policy on investments, and there is a requirement for us to actually invest within certain rating
Yeah, I realise that, but we do invest with these in the side of it.
We're certainly setting some funds for it, yeah. We'll take that one from the other thing.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour, those against.
Item number 21, Mr. Mayor, is a claim for natural disaster funding assistance.
Mover. Councillor Cable, Councillor Lewis.
Is that close? Can we put an ink cloth on it?
Mm-hmm.
Can we put further onto that, or is it close what we're going to claim on?
Mr. Mayor, the question is can council add to that claim? There's nothing that suggests we can't claim it. We have lodged a claim. There's nothing to suggest we can't add additional on there. For the council to receive funding, the disaster must be, the event must be declared a natural disaster. So that hasn't happened as yet, but as I understand it, the event and the council's claim is still under review.
Yeah. We have not guaranteed yet, though.
That's correct.
Just a question for you, Kevin, I travel Cabora Road multiple times a week. That road, I didn't look at Cobra. Since that rain on like the end of March, it is absolutely terrible. Is that included in that?
You have the list in front. No, I don't believe it is, Mr. Mayor. I don't believe it. The flood damage claim. I mean, to be eligible to receive funding, there must be demonstrated damage to the road as a result of the event. So the rules are quite strict. It's not can't claim the wear and tear, so ordinary rainfall, but damage.
No, I've been across it in my aspect.
It hasn't been declared a natural disaster.
It's talking about digging holes, isn't it?
No, it's just...
Any more discussion on this item?
Some of the dips are bad.
No more discussion on this item. I'll put the motion. Harry?
I've got to say that to Kevin.
Number 22, Councillor Alvin said, well, what was a proposed skate park facility for Bowen Oval Cooler? Councillor Cable, meeting.
For you, Mr. Mayor, it's not just a skate park. It's also a skate park for Bowen Oval Cooler. And by query of removal of trees, I had a team of men for half that amount, for 2.5 days in my garden, lopping lots of trees.
Just a comment on the trees as well. Talking on Coonabarra Prince, anything or any parent in Coonabarra would do anything for trees around, like close by the skate park.
Yes.
Those in favour? Okay. Renaming Cobra Road. Councillor Hill. Councillor Doolan.
Could I just say thank you to Kevin for the work he's done in trying to get Dubbo City Council, or Dubbo Regional Council, to do something about this, because driving along the Golden Highway when you're coming from Dunedoo and going to Dubbo, you've got the sign to Cobra. I'm going to start calling that Cobora. I'm sure it must be a Wiradjuri name or something. And it's off to the right, and yet we've still got nearly 20 kilometres to travel heading west, and then you've got the big signs in Dubbo Regional Council with Cobra Road going to the left. And I just think people must get confused, and I think originally this all came about because of services.
Yeah, an ambulance.
Ambulance and what have you. When you actually get into Elong, the road to the left, you go into Elong, and there's a sign that says Elong Road, and under that sign it says 6 Wellington Road. So you go down Elong Road and you eventually join the Wellington Road, which is really the Cobra Road as far as Dubbo's concerned. It's crazy. And I was told that why it is like that is because Cobra Shire Council used to be in Geary years ago. The council office was in Geary, and that's why they've just called it Cobra. But thank you, Kevin, for the work you've done about this. It's crazy.
Any more discussion on this item? Councillor Lewis.
Well, I don't mean, I agree with the recommendation, but if push comes to shove, if it's Cobra Road north and south of the south of the province.
No, it's not north and south, it's east and west. Sorry.
Any more discussion?
Oh, well, yeah, north and south, I suppose, and none other way, right?
I'll put the motion, those in favour.
I've just got those against, signs carried. And stuff done.
No closure. Closure and opening Morrissey's Road. The mover, Councillor Lewis, Councillor Nucci. Any discussion on this item?
The road closure doesn't mean lock any blocks.
Pardon? Who can I?
No.
Does the closure landlocked blocks? No, it's quite the opposite.
No more questions on this item. I'll put the motion. For, against, not carried. Page 25, swimming pool opening times review.
Mr. Mayor, just before it gets into debate, can I add another recommendation into that? That given what we heard this afternoon about unsupervised children, that council proposed that the unsupervised age be increased to 14 years in accordance with Royal Life Saving Guidelines, and put that out for consultation.
Everybody agreeable?
Your motion.
That motion's about 14-year-olds.
It's for 1 to 5 plus that one I just spoke about, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
We've got a second. Right, got a mover. Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill.
Is it instead of 12?
10.
Oh, 10, I beg your pardon.
Any discussion on this item? Councillor Brady.
Just a comment, I suppose, and I've raised it multiple times before for these seasons to use the pool, and about payment plans or something like, you know, you should actually have started it if you wanted it, you know, for the start of the season, because there is, you know, we live in a lot of socio-economic towns and villages, and these families cannot afford a season ticket. And if they've got the chance to pay it off, have it paid off by the start of the season, well, that allows them to use the pool as well.
I'll second that.
Mr. Mayor, can I suggest that an additional item be commissioned to the operational plan, which is going to be considered next week at next month's council meeting, that a payment plan proposal be included in the revenue policy for swimming pools?
Excellent.
Good job.
Well, I believe that we should be cutting the prices back. We're getting nothing out of them. The other towns are doing it.
$300
No, it's just, that's my opinion. It costs a lot of money to go to the polls.
Solar stuff.
Councillor Cainty.
Just from the presentation, which we see comprehensive, is there an opportunity to have the Royal Life Saving Group go through our assessments also?
Mr. Mayor, that I picked up on that comment, and that would certainly help us as staff to establish best practice in relation to risk, to putting in, to looking at risk generally in the pool. So I picked up on that there will be a cost to engaging a third party like Royal Life Saving to undertake that audit. But let's look at that and see how much it will cost and go from there. But it would certainly would assist council in ensuring that meeting the expectations in terms of risk.
I know that Canamble and Parks, they've dropped the charge it altogether.
Oh.
Because they get more people going now.
What they do? Well, if it's free, I suppose they would.
Yeah.
So it's free, you're saying?
I think we should leave this to a further discussion, is it? This motion.
You're in charge, you can do that.
Yeah. I think we should come back with a better plan.
Further discussion?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just one comment. It was raised this afternoon that controlling access to the pools is important to help us plan and know who's using the pool and meet our obligations in relation to all sorts of reasons, social behaviour, risk, all of this. So those proposals need to be looked at quite carefully about how you access.
We ought to work this one out.
But having said that, Mr. Mead, you do want to comment on the game. This is just putting it out there for the community to say how they feel about it and come back to council with a report.
Any more, Councillor Hill?
I just sort of wrote down before that perhaps we could encourage each of the six towns with the pools to have a swimming so that the children could go and somebody could teach them to swim and they'd get more used to using the pool so that maybe we wouldn't have any problems with insurance. And at least if the children knew how to use the pool better.
That'd have to be an education thing.
Well, you know, they'd be responsible for it.
The club does.
See, I know they do.
Every afternoon generally.
Mm.
And they do run championship events.
Yeah.
And have a carnival through
summer. Yes, well, I know that Johnny do too, but I'm sure when we were at the Binaway meeting the other night, consultation meeting, that they said that they didn't have a swimming club. And I just think it would make the children feel safer.
Marilyn hasn't got one either.
Yeah.
Not at the moment.
Oh, I just thought it might help.
Any more discussion?
I might not have turned to Johnny do one. Silver medal of the state championship.
Well, this has got to go to court and solve the nation, so I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Carried.
And just the Royal Life Saving, was that you going to handle that,
yes.
Director?
Oh,
yeah. Coonabarabin Administration Building Roof Replacement. Mover? Councillor Doolan, Councillor Hill. Any comment on this item?
Why is no one touching it? That's my concern.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it was due to distance for some of the contractors we did touch base to find out why they didn't proceed through. So distance was the main ones for the people from Sydney. And the firm from Dubbo, the documents said that they assumed that another contractor might have got the job, so they didn't even put up their bid.
I haven't read this before. Sure, I can read it, maybe.
Any more comment on this item? Yes, Councillor Cable.
I just noticed on the Guild Council feed, they also just put out in their social media when they have things like this. I think that's an avenue we should be, not everyone's watching the tender side and stuff, they might pick it up or another operator pick it up through this type of feed that we normally wouldn't engage with.
Any more discussion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour and those against, carried. Murrumbungle Shire Community Based Heritage Study. Councillor Cable, take it up. Councillor Hill. Councillor Cable.
I suggest we do not accept this document until it's fully reviewed.
You're going to put Buggery Station in it as well?
So three just me, what I want to just put up. One suggesting our recommendation number three, plus.
Because I found it difficult to read, yeah, to be honest. And the McCubbin impact on this community at the outset, that's an omission. They should all be in there.
Put Buggery Station in too as well.
Mr. Mayor, I suggest we leave it on the table until further review occurs.
Yeah, well, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, could we specifically mention Blackstone?
Yeah, absolutely. So leave it on the table and I'll bring back once we've updated to include the amendments. Thank you.
Got a motion on that? Yes. Yep. I'll put the motion. Carried. Twenty-eight development applications. Mover. Mm-hmm. Councillor Brady. Councillor Doolan. I'd like one question here. Where's the boundary of Gilgandra Shire on the Barradine Road? If you haven't got one, neither don't join it.
Gilgandra Shire and Barradine Road.
It might be on the Gorriental Road, but join the Gnamble Shire, but not the Gilgandra Shire.
I'll get back to this.
You're on top of the gap, I'd say, if you got it mixed up.
There's already a sign at the gap.
Huh?
There's already a sign at the gap.
I know, but I want to change it, unfortunately.
One of the news.
One better. You can see how mild I'm.
27. We
confirm that it's on the ground or back road.
I haven't got that. I don't know what we're doing here.
Any more discussion on that item?
Negative.
I'll put the motion. Harry, those against. No. Motion to reconsider in closed council.
Yeah, that's item 29.1, organisation development monthly report, recommendation to Government Coast Council under 10A2A of the Act.
See how they move it. Councillor Doolan, Councillor Clancy. Item 23, Rivers Regional. Councillor Lewis, those in favour? Can I show our hands again, please? Push hands for motion. One, two. Yeah, carry it now.
Mr. Mayor, the opportunity now exists for those members of the public to come forward and express their reasons for why council should not go to close council to consider those two items. Mr. Mayor, there have been no submissions.
I would like to speak, if I could, regarding 29.2. I'm fully aware of the litigation and so forth that was in close council. It's continued in close council month after month. I think I speak to most ratepayers, from most ratepayers, that there's a lot of money involved because of its costing the ratepayers. When we're locked out month after month, I understand the legal reason why. I think we've had no media releases or anything to bring us up to where we are with this whole project. And it's hot property, I know, but we're not getting any information for it. Thank you.
Thanks for that. I'd like to say that at the Donoghue Community Consultation Meeting, there was very frank and open discussion only a matter of weeks ago, and as a result, I don't accept what you're proposing there. But I do take on board that we should be communicating with the public a bit better. At the end of the meetings, there is a summary sent out of our resolutions. Clearly, that may not have the detail you require, but we can discuss ways of keeping you better informed, and I think we should be doing that. But in our defence, we did have a very open and I think a very productive discussion in Donoghue not long ago.
We didn't know about that.
Mr. Mayor, in addition to that, we have put out some media releases in relation to what's been happening with this particular matter. But I would suggest to the public that probably tonight there'll be a little bit more of a decision coming out of council meeting,
sure.
Subject to them adopting what's there. No, thank you for that.
We weren't aware of the reports from Dundee with
that. Thank you.
That's all right. Mr. Mayor, I thank the public for the submission in relation to that item. We have to close council and to go into closed council for those items and correspondence and reports.
Councillor Dillon, Councillor Lewis.
See you.
Thanks a lot. Those in favour? Not against? Carried. I'll move a motion to go back into open council.
No motion required then, Mr. Mayor, but now that we've returned to open council, the decisions that have been made at closed council relate to item 29.1, Organisational Development Monthly Report. The resolution of the council was on the motion of Councillors Doolan and Hill that the Organisational Development Monthly Report for the month of May 2019 be noted for information. And then there was the issue of, or the item 29.2, which is the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. The resolution of council on the motion from Councillors Brady and Cable was that Council 1 endorsed the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project, and 2, authorised the release of confidential information as outlined in the report to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Section 355 Committee to members that agree to maintain confidentiality by signing a confidentiality agreement. And that was the conclusion of closed council.
Yeah, well, I'll declare the meeting closed. Is that right?
Yep.
At 8:43.
6:43.
I kept on getting told by a few people, you know, how bad one end of town looks in Donoghue and how bad the other end of town looks in Donoghue. I just would like to say that